Right. So rather than asking you just to list the reasons why they might come to see you, I was curious if I could like put to you a few different scenarios, mm-hmm. a few different types of women that might want to get in touch with you.
Sure.
With a particular situation they might have. And then you can just let me know whether this is someone that you would see, and if so, what kind of treatment you think might be beneficial for them.
Mm-hmm.
So my first one would be, so a young woman, she's in a relationship, she's lacking confidence in her sexual skills, and she's worried that her partner is not satisfied and might be looking to have an affair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I offer, for women, I offer several types of appointments. Now, if it was something that is, if it's a situation that's hindering her self-worth, it's causing issues, I would probably recommend she comes for a psychosocial appointment, which is a 3-hour appointment. And that's much more therapeutically based from the point of view of there's counselling involved, talking, chatting, understanding the psychology, and then it's followed up by the body work, which then links into what we've spoken about. That's probably the way I would go with this one, because already just from the criteria you've given me, I would guess that she would be coming, there would be a specific background to her her development, her childhood. I would want to explore, you know, her cultural background, how sex and sexuality was handled by her parents, the schooling, what belief system she had. Was that indicative of any sort of reservation, shyness? But more importantly, or as importantly, her relationship with her primary carers. So if she's having issues with, not issues with her partner, as you say, but she's very concerned that she's upsetting him, well, that might be an assumption. He may not have shown any disrespect or anger. She may just be feeling that she's not fulfilling her part of the bargain, as it were. And that might well go back to her relationship with a father, older brothers, things like that. So I'd be exploring that area as well to see what's coming through as her psychology and her relationships to the male per se. And then work with her on that basis and actually help her understand her psychology, and then hopefully give her psychological tools or a different way of thinking in the scenario. And we would put those into practice in the bodywork, so that she would actually view this as not an us and them type situation, but two of us on the same side of the fence, as it were, working for her benefit, where it removes judgment, it removes any expectation on her, where she can behave in whatever way she likes without feeling that she's getting it wrong, and all of those things which may be causing her to be over anxious, which then subsequently will cause her to have issues around reaching orgasm.
That's interesting, because I think I can imagine much easier to explore that kind of issue with somebody that you don't have a history with or any kind of emotional baggage with. Because often in relationships, you know, you're very invested in what your partner thinks of you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look good. You want them to love you.
Yeah.
You want them to desire you.
Yeah.
You don't want them to think that you're neurotic.
Yeah.
Or so I can imagine that a woman might have an issue that she would find it hard to bring that out or discuss that with her partner, but it'd be easier to do that with a professional person who's supportive and also removed from her immediate life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. This is why I call it the fourth option, because let me do another metaphor. Let's take it as an example of someone who's afraid of flying or someone who's never flown before. And they're either afraid because they've had a bad experience flying, or they've heard from other people that flying is dangerous, or they've watched too many programs about air crashes and stuff like that, and it's just made them very, very anxious. Or, as I said, they've never gotten a plane in their life before and they don't know what these weird things are. So what I try and do is I could sit in a classroom and theorize flight and why planes do fly till the cows come home. But that wouldn't necessarily give the person the confidence to get on board an aeroplane. So what I try to do is, yes, we do a bit of theory. We then climb the steps onto the aircraft. We don't sit in the back. We actually go and sit in the cockpit together. I take the controls. They sit in the passenger in the co-pilot seat initially. I might do most of the flying, but they can have their hands on the control as well. And as we're flying, they get more confident. They can then begin to get more involved in the flying. And that might, in one session, it might end up with them going, actually, you know what? I'm okay now, I can take over control. And off they go and they fly by themselves. It may take a few journeys, but my ultimate aim is to actually enable them to get on the aircraft and fly it by themselves with their own passengers.
So you're helping them to explore new territory?
Yeah. But knowing that if ever there's, you know, but knowing that at any time, I'm always there to take the responsibility, I'm always there to support, and not criticise in their ability to fly the plane, as it were. And also, they may have only ever flown, you know, 20 feet off the ground. I'm going to take them 30,000 feet maybe and make it a very different type of journey to the ones that they've been having, so that they get confident to go to different places with them, things that they've only ever thought about.
Yeah, and so, also couples fall into habits, don't they? Fall into a rut of always pleasuring each other in the same way. And then, you know, maybe there's things that they want to ask for or want to voice, and they're worried about how the partner's going to respond. You're providing a place where they can explore their sexual fantasies, maybe, or their sexual desires without being judged, as a way of kind of like, almost like a dress rehearsal.
Absolutely.
Maybe bringing that into their relationship.
And the other aspect is that, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, you know, what can have begun as a very good relationship through incident or accident or health can suddenly change. You know, a partner might suddenly suffer from some sort of illness or condition that causes them to withhold any form of physical intimacy or sex. They might have erection problems. If it's a male, it might be just lack of self-esteem, depression. Who knows what it is? It might be an addiction. Whatever it is, it doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship is a bad relationship, but it's changed fundamentally, and it might have affected the sexual relationship between the two. And recently, I had a lady whose husband had actually got prostate cancer. And, you know, very good relationship, two kids, didn't want to upset it. But for 7 years, there had been no physical contact. And part of that was because she didn't want to upset him by saying that she was missing sex. So she would then keep it to herself. He would never talk about it. And, you know, it just became an area, a big white elephant in the room, as it were, until the point where now, you know, she's in her 40s. Her libido is, you know, very, very excited at the moment. It's natural for a woman in her late 30s, early 40s to suddenly have a very strong libido come through, and she doesn't know where to take it. So, you know, the fear is for her, as she said, I don't want to have an affair. I don't want to go off and meet somebody, you know, on a single night. So where do I go with this? And she said, you know, what you're offering, the fourth option, kind of brings all those elements into it, but I know that it's safe and I know that it's responsible, that I can actually allow myself to have the sexual fulfillment that I need. And I know that when I've got it, I won't be such an angry person when I'm back at home. And I won't feel so resentful to his condition, which is unfair because it's not his fault that he has the condition he has. I need to support him, not be angry with him.